This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2175. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 26th, Antarctica, Argentina, Austria, Colombia, Cuba, Europe, Indonesia, Israel, Kazakhstan, Korea, North and South, Kyrgyzstan, New Zealand, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, SWL Fest, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A special broadcast from LRA 36, Antarctica, scheduled for Saturday, January 21st at 15 UT, did occur and was well heard, at least via remotes in Argentina, on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It went on for some time, and in fact, they left the transmitter on the air with music until a repeat or another special broadcast started at 19 UT. By then, we could also hear it on the webcast via Buenos Aires. The all-music interlude started about 17:10 UT. At 19:15, there was a play of Actualidad de X, the DX program from RAI, which was about LRA 36 and the history of the station. Of course, everything in Spanish. At the end of that, about 19:35 UT, as I was listening to the webcast, I heard what appeared to be a live announcement that LRA 36 was about to close down, but their ham station was starting up, LU1ZV. And the following week, we learned that they are planning to keep doing this on Saturdays only during their otherwise summer holiday. Horacio Negro read on their FB that it would again be on the air Saturday the 28th at 15 UT, rebroadcast at 19. And he says, I learned that it's difficult to put their signal into Europe and North America since they're running only 500 watts. But then, there they are. Then Manuel Mendez in Spain received a further clarification from LRA 36 on WhatsApp. This program is only a summer special on Saturdays. In March, we will begin our first programs each week on Wednesdays. And it's not clear whether the Saturday programs will be new each week or a repeat of the original one. About the English program from RAI in Argentina via WRMI, airing the same one since December 22nd. Ricky Leong in Alberta says, I heard back from RAI director Adrian Corol, who says the host of the English program is on vacation until February, hence the repeats. In any event, to hear shortwave direct from Argentina, you might try for this pirate, reported by Claudio Galas in nearby Chile. January 24th at 23:36 on 6935 with music. It's called AD 149, or AD 149. And, of course, must not be confused with a North American pirate, which could very well be on that frequency at that time. From Radio Magazine, also known as Radio du Monde on FB, originally in French, this article about ORF's transmitter center in Mosbrunn, Austria, in the face of a crisis. The price of electricity has soared in Austria, leading to difficulties in operating the center. Not due to the cost of energy alone. The operating license is only granted if there remains at least one program of Austrian public radio. Transmitter is free to rent airtime to other organizations. Investments had already been reduced to a minimum in the last years of Radio Austria International. 200-300 kilowatt transmitters had been installed, but we had given up on building a second antenna capable of broadcasting with such power. And then maintenance was reduced to a minimum. There's only the rotating antenna, an omnidirectional antenna, and a steerable log periodic antenna remaining. And the last 300-kilowatt transmitter is also out of service. Only the 100-kilowatt transmitters remain. During the invasion of Ukraine, ORF had decided to relaunch broadcasts for Austrians in Ukraine, but this was short-lived. ORF had put an end to broadcasts at the start of the year. The main tenant, Adventist World Radio, has seen its bill stabilize, following reduction from 300 to 100-kilowatt power, and intends to remain loyal to the center. Another player, Encompass, which inherited ownership or operation of BBC transmitters, opted out of Mosbrunn last year. Other small customers scrutinized, month by month, the prices of competitors, Vatican, Bulgaria, Armenia, which seem less affected by the crisis. Lucas Bandura reports, Organización Radial El Prado, heard January 22nd at 23:20 on 6017 AM. It's a Colombian pirate via the remote in North Carolina, that is, with Colombian music at S5. Dan Robinson replies from near D.C., I'm hearing it at midnight 40 UT via remote in Vermont and Pennsylvania, just above the noise level with music. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, such as January 22nd at 15:53. I was hearing huge, dirty, FM-ish music spur blobs about 13.668 and 13.812. Therefore, they had to be coming out of the transmitter halfway between them on 13.740, which itself was a mistake. They're supposed to be on 13.700 at this time, and sometimes it puts out such spurs and sometimes not. Obviously, the same transmitter. And another anomaly I caught, 13.740, with English from RHC, January 25th at 02:20, instead of on 6165, which was missing, but still parallel to 6,000 kilohertz, which would also be heard on its second harmonic, 12,000. Andy Robbins in Southwest Michigan says, I'm hearing what is presumed to be Europirate Cupid Radio on 21460 at 16:05 Sunday, 23 January. A fair to good signal with rock tunes and slow scan TV. It's a Dutch pirate. Walt Summit in BC says, believe it or not, it's audible here at poor level at 17:19. Lucas Bandura was also hearing it in BC and went off the air at 17:54. And here in Oklahoma, I also heard a barely audible carrier on 21460 at 17:29, presumably this Cupid radio. Of course, since it is a pirate, we cannot depend on it necessarily appearing at the same time on other days or the following Sunday, but worth checking. And speaking of 21460, that's also a frequency registered for test transmissions from MBR via Uzbekistan or now in Germany, according to Ivo Ivanov, Observer of Bulgaria. 21460 might be in use from 6:45 to 8:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All these are only on those 2 days of the week. It's not clear why they are testing or what programming might eventually land there. And also at 12:45 to 14:15. The other frequencies at various other times for this are 17670, 13650, 9810, 7225, and 5970. No mention of language, so the test will probably be with music. Wolfgang Büschel has already had a look at some A23 plans, that is from the last Sunday in March, but might be of use and applicable already about Indonesia. RRI is listed on three frequencies and English, which is obviously a default language entry, and it's probably in Indonesian, if anything. 3325 available from 17 to 06 via Palangkaraya with 40 kilowatts. 4750 from 02 to 05 from Jakarta with 3 kilowatts. 7290, 05 to 08 from Nabire with 1 kilowatt. He says, the antenna type is shown as number 700, according to ITU listings. That is a curtain, arrays of horizontal half-wave dipoles, center-fed, without a reflector. More to last week's news about the independence of Israeli public broadcaster under threat. It's from AFP, Dateline Tel Aviv, January 25th. Hundreds of employees of Israel's public broadcaster protested against a minister's threat to cut funding to its radio and TV services. Placards at the demonstration read, "We are all Khan," referring to Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Israel's new communications minister, Shlomo Karhi, warned of potentially hefty budget cuts to Khan. He told an interview with the private Channel 12 TV station, "There is no place for public broadcasting in Israel. The market should be opened up to competition." He has also taken aim at journalists, whom he said should please the public, rather than working to please their milieu. The proposed cuts would lead to Khan's closure at a time when it has become a true symbol of Israeli quality and creativity, said the network director Golan Yochpaz. The following from OBOB.TV via RustyX. Kazakhstan wants to increase the power of TV transmitters on the border with Russia and other countries. Recall that Kazakhstan has a land border with Russia of 7.5 megameters, the longest continuous land border in the world, also with Uzbekistan, China, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. Border villages have limited access to domestic TV. They get a better signal from neighboring countries, which they're trying to fix. Perhaps due to the Lunar New Year, Ron Howard in California says, Shokuzay or Seabreeze had its weekly English broadcast on Tuesday, January 24th, instead of usual Wednesday, at 13 UT, repeated at 1330 on 5930 and 7280 from Japan. It was about the Korean War, soldiers finally identified after 73 years. And then on Wednesday, they were in Korean instead of English, but who knows, it might be back to normal the following week. On 5920, Voice of Freedom, clandestine, from South to North Korea, has resumed a program last heard in 2018, says Ron Howard, thanks to astute monitoring by Amano in Japan, who recognized it. It's at 1215 UT, as heard January 12th, for 15 minutes. It's on the air every day and also at 1515 and 2225. Its title in translation is Getting to Know Human Rights. On January 23rd, Mike Cooper sends a story from AFP. Kyrgyzstan seeks to close U.S.-funded radio station, shut down the local service of RFE/RL because of a report on last year's fatal clashes with Tajikistan. The Culture Ministry said it has filed a lawsuit to shut down the award-winning radio Azatik, that's A-Z-A-T-T-Y-K as it's called, one of the main media outlets in the country. The former Soviet Republic enjoys relative freedom of speech compared to others in the region, but rights groups have repeatedly denounced growing pressure on the media. Azatik said it was in hot water over its refusal to remove a video about last year's deadly clashes between Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan in September, in which around 100 people died. Officials accused the station of spreading hate speech and unconfirmed information. More about this from the website of RFE/RL itself in their press room via Hansjörg Biener. Kyrgyz authorities have blocked Azatik's Kyrgyz and Russian websites since late October and frozen their bank account. The reason was RFE/RL's refusal to remove a video from their Russian-language TV channel, Current Time, about the fighting along the Kyrgyz-Tajik border. What about shortwave, we may ask? As of last year's WRTH, there were no broadcasts from RFE/RL in the Kyrgyz language. Maybe there should be now. Depending very much on the prevailing MUF, Radio New Zealand Pacific sometimes can provide a good signal in the middle of our night on 13755, such as January 24th when they were in Pigeon. Scheduled to start at 0728 UT is Melanesian Update, with news from their Buzz FM news partners in Vanuatu, and followed at 0808:30 by ABC One Talk program relayed from Australia. 30 minutes of news and current affairs in the Pigeons of PNG, Solomon Islands, and Vanuatu. 2:30 UT is a good time to hear various styles of music from Radio Romania International during their French service on 7410 and 5990. On UT Wednesday, January 25th, it was folk music, or as the schedule says, musique traditionnelle romaine. Or there is music of the Quran, thanks to Saudi Arabia, on the air between 1458 and 1758, heard January 24th, measured off-frequency, as always, 13710.056. Via medium, high, very high, ultra-high, and super-high frequencies, World of Radio 2175, a non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ray Lapius, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. That's LAPPEUS from Freeland, Michigan. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684. ENID, OK, 73702. I continue to monitor, whenever possible, the token English broadcast from Radio Exterior de España. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 23 UT on 9690 to North America and two or maybe three other frequencies to other areas. On Friday, January 20th, it was especially interesting about the Chinese-American artist Martin Wong, who was being exhibited in Spain, interviewing curators. It was easy to find images of his work online, making this much more interesting. On Monday the 23rd, there was marimba music and then something about Guatemala. Wednesday the 25th, part two of a feature on El Camino del Anillo, about something inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien. Unfortunately, these broadcasts are always at the same time as Turkey in English to North America on 5960, which is supposed to be daily, but not always. That was missing on January 20th, and then on the 21st, quite a good signal level, but just barely modulated music below a big hum. Something's always erroneous at Emmerler. They have several regular features, but you can never be sure exactly when they will appear during each hour amid music breaks or on which days of the week. One thing broadcast almost every day to fill 2 minutes is a reel of multilingual IDs, supposedly used by the Voice of Turkey. However, I noticed at 2311 UT, January 25th, some IDs in Albanian, Japanese, and Portuguese, which are not among the languages listed for VOT in the WRTH, and I'm sure there must be others. Later on that hour, on that day, there was Healing Spring, or is it Feeling Supreme, about herbal remedies for constipation in children. From Alex Miatlikov, Ukraine, to the Medium Wave List IO group on January 23rd, via Idunritz's mediumwave.info. Ukrainian medium wave transmitters have been off the air since January 1st. There are only a few of them left, 657, 873, 1278, and 1404 kHz. It seems that somebody decided to switch them on only upon improvement of the power supply situation, or at least allocation of some funds. In addition, the transmitter in Kurisove, 1278, has some technical malfunction, according to an interview by an ex-vice director of the National Radio Company of Ukraine. Alokesh Gupta sends a story from the Kuwait News Agency, January 26th. Mere hours separate the Arab world from the end of an era. From hearing the very last bang of Big Ben, followed by the words, Huna London, as 85 years of Arab generations tuning up to the BBC Arabic radio service come to an end. BBC decided last September, driven by ongoing financial crisis in Britain, pushing it to make difficult decisions of closing down the Arabic broadcast and laying off hundreds of jobs. The words Huna London will no longer echo through radio waves, but will fade into the distance. Kai Lilly was standing by, monitoring the 720 kHz relay on Cyprus, and recorded the last minute, presumably, of BBC Arabic there. It went off the air at 2058 UT, January 26, leaving behind the interference from Romania.
وقد ايه كان في نصايح هم اللي بيدوها لنا واحنا على الهواء عايزين نفضل فاكرينها بتجيلي اكتر من حلقه من حلقاتك على وجه التحديد لان ولاد مياء كانت مهتمه
Meanwhile, the private broadcaster in the UK, Absolute Radio, was closing down all its AM or medium wave broadcasts. They have multiple transmitters on 1215 and several other medium wave frequencies. Richard Langley says they ended programming at about midnight UT, January 20th, the last 10 minutes a tribute to 70 years of broadcasting on 1215, previously by the BBC. Then there was a one-minute announcement about Absolute Radio not being available on the frequency and information about retuning. This was repeated for several days. The Xers and the British DS Club were having quite a time trying to figure out which transmitter sites were still being heard and which ones had gone off on each frequency. In fact, it was not until January 26th, almost a week later, that all of them were reportedly closed down. Stephen Lewis in Houston, Texas says, using the U20 SDR in Holland, all the Absolute Radio frequencies were still going with the redirect loop on Tuesday, January 24th, but a day later, signals appeared to be missing or much weaker, as if many of the transmitters had been shut off. Around 20 UT, January 26th, all appear to be gone. Now hearing network synchros from COPE in Spain on 12:15. Mike Terry in the UK agrees, all absolute radio medium wave transmitters have now been switched off. Many frequencies are now cleared for UKDXers to log US AMDX. And he says AM is going back to the good old days in the 60s, when many U.S. stations could easily be heard overnight here in the U.K. I sent in many reports and received some wonderful QSLs. Also received a studio tape from one U.S. station. People were very kind and genuinely thrilled they had listeners so far away. On January 26th, John Filiozzi says, for at least a week, VOA Greenville has been sending two simultaneous streams of programming on its afternoon Portuguese service on 17530 and French on 15730. One can clearly hear VOA 1 in the background. I'm surprised no one at the facility or in D.C. has picked up on this. Quality control is low priority. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says, same situation for Spanish of Vatican Radio via Greenville at 1230 on 7305. A very good signal from Vatican Radio, but with background music programming. Regarding World of Radio on WRMI, the new broadcast Saturday at 2230 UT, is supposedly on three frequencies, but only heard on one, 15770, 5850 carrying something else. Also last week, the Friday 1530 broadcast of World of Radio did stay on WRMI 9955 until 1600. And for the first time in a long time, I heard AM Italia relaying IRRS shortwave, active not only on medium wave 1323, but also a better signal on 918 kHz for the World of Radio broadcast, Friday at 2130. Bill Tolford says WBCQ Concert Hall on Radio Angela will present Wagner's Ring Cycle in its entirety during February and March, and part of April if need be. That's UT Mondays at 0300 on 5130. But once DST is in effect in March, starting at 0200 UT. January 25th at 0234, I had a noise field extending plus and minus 25 kHz from 7520. I'm tempted to blame it on the WWCR number 4 transmitter with its overpowering signal up to 50 over 9 with Tombs, the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare, which is partly to blame for a dirty satellite audio feed out of Walterboro. WWCR and others really ought to filter out that feed. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports that discount gold and silver trading is off shortwave. That is, the Financial Survival Show has reported stopped broadcasting via WBCQ, but it says it's also no longer on WWCR, weekdays at 21 UT. It seems that gold and silver can no longer be bought online. The Financial Survival Program is still in production, distributed via satellite and online. The 9265 transmitter of WINB in Pennsylvania is always somewhat unstable, as you can tell with the BFO. However, January 22nd at 2134, when it was barely modulated, it had a terrible rapid wobble in frequency, much worse than usual. I wonder if the old transmitter was about to explode. Something was really wrong at Red Lion, but later on it had somewhat recovered. Now that would affect their DRM broadcasts, but Stephen Luce says the wobbly transmitter is almost certainly their very old Continental 417B. For DRM and datacasting, they have an ASI CE 50,000 WS. January 25th at 0226, I had a signal on 12050, couldn't make it out the language for sure, but I wondered if it was WEWN, extending their daytime frequency well into the night, since their night frequency, 5970, has been off the air for months, and presumably that transmitter is inoperable. Well, on January 26th at midnight 15, it was definitely WEWN, still a very strong signal in Spanish. Stephen Luce in Houston says, I found them running well past midnight on 12050. They had the usual Gregorian chant just before midnight UT for the interval signal, an ID in Spanish claiming to be on 5970, and the usual programming. Ken Zicke in Michigan says, the weekend of January 21st to 23rd, KVOH, not noted at all, on 9975, Are They Well and Truly, off the air. They had been cut back to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings only. So far, no reply from my inquiry to Ray Robinson. Ben Cobb says, in World of Radio last week, I heard references to interference believed to be caused by experimental stations. Interference to authorized stations in the U.S. or not is prohibited under terms of experimental licenses. Any such interference should be documented and submitted to FCC. But it might be difficult to identify the experimental station. Some might ignore the ID requirement. Some requested and were granted relief from the requirement. These stations have been authorized on dozens of frequencies. I doubt the FCC spends any time monitoring them, but they might become interested if complaints are made. DPA Max still has a pending application with the FCC. It has promised to broadcast VOA content, perhaps in a kind of bid to increase its chances of obtaining a license, which could then be used for high-frequency trading. Furthermore, DPA Max has asked the FCC to protect the confidentiality of their proposed broadcast antenna, a trade secret. We continue to hear Radio Vanuatu on its third harmonic 11835, after 07UT, sometimes with an almost readable signal. Quite amazing for a third harmonic from so far away, making it that well to Oklahoma. But Marshall Reel, RWL, in Damascus, Maryland, says, I had a weak signal fading on its third harmonic, January 22nd around 11:02 UT, with a barely but definitely audible ID and national anthem at sign-off, not often heard on the East Coast. Ron Howard was listening more easily on the West Coast at the very same time and says the national anthem instrumental version at 11:02 UT is titled Yumi Yumi Yumi, which means We We We, and it stayed on the air with an open carrier past 11:10. Ivo Ivanov, Observable Garia, says the Voice of Vietnam transmitter on 11720 was putting out matching spurs on 11621 approximately and 11819, the lower one interfering with Voice of Martyrs Korea in English and Juvehi on 11620, January 23rd at 15 UT. Richard Cuff and John Filiozzi inform us there will indeed be a Winter SWL Fest in 2023, the 36th annual gathering, but it will once again be virtual on the Zoom platform and for one day only, Saturday, March 4th. Information on how to register for this event and access the fest with your computer, tablet, or smartphone will be forthcoming shortly. In the meantime, a schedule of planned events and forums has been posted at www.swlfest.com. Affinity events subject to change. Please plan to join us online March 4th. It will be great to see you, say the 2023 Winter SWL Fest organizers. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active conditions likely, but ANK indices no higher than 15 and 4, anticipated for February 9th, surrounded by 12 and 4 from February 7th to 10th, and also on February 1st. Otherwise, many dates of only 8 and 3, or 5 and 2 through February 18th. Solar flux bottoming out at 175, January 30th to February 2nd, and topping off at 205 by February 14th and 15th. However, we should note that actual solar flux, as reported from day to day, is frequently at considerable variance from the predictions. With thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2175 with a standard disclaimer.